Mr. Neal.
I think what we're trying to get to here is the idea that there are economic outcomes that come from significant infrastructure investments that are not only long overdue, but have been resisted by the majority in the House. And the path forward seems to me to be one that would include, for example, an investment in two huge union stations from Hartford to Springfield, putting a lot of construction workers on the job, the rail being improved, broadband having been extended to the hill towns of western Massachusetts so that children who, by the way, live in communities that have first-class colleges have to go to the parking lot at the local library during the evening hours to connect to the internet. And I think that those are the sorts of measurements that we want to be assured of as we go forward. If we're only going to apply this to tax cuts, then it seems to me as though it's ill-considered. And if we decide that we're going to talk about long-term investments, what better way to do it than improving rail transportation? And just for our colleagues here that are dubious about high-speed rail, that first train, when we got to western Massachusetts on the way to Vermont into a couple of small towns, that train got up to 79 miles an hour.